This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, scientists consider the nature of fear. But first, the federal government is only funded through tonight. Tonight is the final deadline for Congress to pass a spending measure to keep federal departments, agencies, and programs running. Top lawmakers on the Intelligence Committee are also making a final push to try to negotiate a bill to reform U.S. intelligence gathering agencies. NPR's congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook joins us. Andy, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And Bush administration is saying it'll take $388 billion to keep running the federal government. How close is Congress to that figure?
They're pretty close. I think they're just slightly above that figure. And remember, we're funding everything here. Congress is funding everything but the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security. It does include some Homeland Security measures. But in order to sort of shoehorn everything else, NASA, the Veterans Administration, the Departments of State, Commerce, Justice, I mean, agriculture across the board, they're having to make a 0.83% cut across all of these agencies. And when you get a bill this big, it's called an omnibus bill, where you're funding so much at once. Part of what makes it sort of fascinating to watch is that, you know, in essence, NASA is competing with the Veterans Administration, is competing with the Department of Agriculture and food safety programs and everything that you could possibly think of for funds here. And so that's why they go ahead and do an across-the-board cut. They did, in fact, there are some interesting things they also cut that were pet projects of the Bush administration, specifically the new overtime regulations that the administration wanted to put in place have been dropped from the bill. Also, a program that is one of President Bush's top programs that would create a public-private competition for government jobs. And so everybody is giving a little bit here.
Now, some people thought that the bill would be passed or spending authorization would be completed last night, but something happened, didn't it?
Yeah, it's hard to tell what's going on. I mean, in this lame duck session, almost everything has happened really behind closed doors, and so you hear whispers of this and that. But part of the problem was that all of these organizations were competing against each other, as I said, for funds. Now, it turns out that there is also a little measure tucked into this bill that would bar, you know, state and local and federal government agencies from holding back taxpayer money to hospitals that refuse to provide abortions. In other words, making it easier for hospitals to not provide abortions. Now, this is something that already existed in law, specifically for so-called conscience organizations, basically Catholic hospitals that didn't want to provide abortions, but it's expanding it to all organizations that decide they don't want to provide abortions. And so this is apparently going to kick up some dust in both the House and Senate.
By the way, it's apparently your dog or your husband with a very husky voice in the background.
My Basset hair.
Intelligence reform bill, is that going to pass before they adjourn?
The only thing you can say is that the fact that they're doing the omnibus bill today and not late last night is a good sign that the intelligence bill may actually come back to life and pass today.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook, thanks very much.
You're welcome.